USA Radio News.
I'm Jeremy Scott. For the first time in his presidency, Congress has overturned a bill vetoed by President Donald Trump.
Seeing none on this vote, the yeas are 81, the nays are 13. Two-thirds of the senators voting, a quorum being present, having voted in the affirmative, the bill on reconsideration is passed, the objections of the President of the United States to the contrary notwithstanding.
Senator Josh Hawley on the floor of the Senate this New Year's Day. The President vetoed the $740 billion National Defense Authorization Act over his objections. It gives U.S. troops a 3% pay raise and guides defense policy. A federal judge has dismissed a last-ditch effort led by Representative Louie Gohmert of Texas and a group of Republican electors from Arizona to give Vice President Mike Pence the power to overturn the results of the presidential election when Congress formally counts the Electoral College votes next week. This is USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand and you care about your credit, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 6 million people with credit card debt. Without destroying your credit, they can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. The program works. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 1492. Oregon DM 80092. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation. Commission license number DC 83. Service may adversely affect the individual's credit. Non-payment of debt may lead to additional finance charges or collections activity, including legal action. Not a loan company.
A pharmacist has been arrested and also fired for destroying hundreds of vaccine doses. More from USA Radio's Lance Pry.
An unidentified Wisconsin hospital pharmacist was arrested on Thursday on suspicion of sabotaging more than 500 doses of coronavirus vaccine by deliberately removing them from refrigeration. Nearly 60 of the doses in question were administered before hospital officials determined the medication had been spoiled. The remaining doses were discarded to waste. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
15 people in Turkey have been identified as carriers of the new coronavirus variant that was first discovered in the United Kingdom. The health minister said Friday that the strain was found in travelers arriving from the UK. They are in quarantine along with close contacts. More than 4,600 passengers have been quarantined in Turkey since late December to contain the spread. Flights to the UK have been suspended, and Turkey now requires a negative PCR test for all passengers arriving on international flights. USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
2020 was not a good year for the airlines, as we hear from USA Radio's Tim Berg.
U.S. airlines are likely to top $35 billion in losses for 2020 due to the pandemic. According to FactSet, net losses are expected to run that high as major carriers cut routes and parked hundreds of jets. The COVID-19 pandemic ended a decade of profits for the industry as travel demand plunged. Analysts say the good news is that air travel is starting to rebound with TSA screenings of about 1 million people a day around the holidays. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
It wasn't any surprise that pandemic was announced as the word of the year by the editors at Merriam-Webster for 2020. USA Radio's John Clemens reports it's all based on a statistical analysis of words looked up from the online dictionary.
There was a spike in dictionary lookups for pandemic in early February. Then in March, the numbers skyrocketed.
From an average level, the interest in pandemic rose and stayed steady until the date of March 11th, which was the date that the World Health Organization declared this event to be a pandemic. And at that point, we saw a massive increase of almost 116,000% over the lookups of that same day last year.
Peter Sokolowski is the editor-at-large at Merriam-Webster.com.
For USA Radio News, Happy New Year. I'm Jeremy Scott.